there, my name is Buck Dodson, and welcome to Gay Men's Life Lab, the podcast that's all about personal growth for gay men.
Hey everyone, Buck here. Welcome to this update episode of Gay Men's Life Lab. I hope you're all doing well, and as always, thanks so much for supporting the podcast. I love hearing from you guys and some gals that the episodes are thought-provoking and relatable and helpful. That's awesome. So I see Gay Men's Life Lab as a community and a big conversation that I'm having with you. So I'm sharing a quick update today to let you know a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes and why I'm recording this update as opposed to publishing an episode this week. So, you know, the podcast is in a growth phase. So my team and I have needed to regroup to make sure that our production workflows are streamlined. So we've spent the last few weeks tweaking our systems just to ensure that we can publish episodes consistently and, you know, every other Saturday morning at a minimum. And hopefully, you know, our goal is to get to weekly episodes by mid-year. So with the focus on that and just, you know, really having to, put our heads together and getting everything together, I got a little behind. And so rather than just not say anything, I wanted to hop on and let you all know that this week's episode we'll actually publish on Tuesday. So you'll get notified as long as you're subscribed. So here's a little nudge to go on and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you get notified when new episodes do come out. And of course, I always make an announcement on Instagram when new episodes are published. So you can follow me on Instagram at Buck Dodson Coaching. So there's the update. It's quick and dirty. But I wanted to connect with you guys, at least, because I love creating this episode, this podcast for you all. I love talking about how we can grow and develop ourselves as gay, bi, and queer men. That is my jam. And as I've discussed on previous episodes, you know, when we're growing, whether it's personal growth or relationship growth or professional growth, whatever it is, you know, it includes, of course, being messy, having to practice flexibility with plans and goals and timelines, and of course, being honest and transparent and real and compassionate with ourselves and with each other. So, you know, I certainly, you know, can get into a place of getting behind in my business and in life too. And, you know, I can get into overachieving and perfectionism and chronic busyness, and those can all really get the best of me. But as I am growing and learning in my process, both as a business owner and as a gay man, I am focusing really on, you know, how to just be less in the struggle and how to be about self-compassion and being more about a human being rather than a human doing. So I wanted to just throw that out there because I think that's so much of what we struggle with as gay men, you know, and I mean, it's as people in general, but especially as gay men. So I want to invite all of you out there, whatever you're working on, whatever your process is, to allow yourself to struggle less and to let yourself be more and do less and see how that feels. And, you know, let yourself be messy. Let yourself be vulnerable. Let yourself be flexible. Let yourself be real and see how that feels. I think it might feel better, even though it might not be exactly what you planned. So with all that, I wanted to also let you know that we've got some really cool episodes coming up and a couple of new series, actually, that I'm going to be co-hosting with Armando Sanchez and Graham Douglas. You've heard both of them. You heard Armando on the Gays Over COVID episode and Graham Douglas on the Gays and Gals Happy Hour episode. So Armando and I are going to be talking about issues around the intersection of gay identity and racial and ethnic identity. So we'll be talking about the experience of being gay and queer men of color. And then Graham and I are going to be doing a series on relationships. So talking with long-term couples, talking with newly dating couples, and also couples who are uncoupling or who have uncoupled. So stay tuned for that. And then I've also got next week coming up my conversation with a lovely man and an empowerment coach named Yatin Mistry, who talked with me about his experience being a gay British South Asian man and his work helping gay men of color develop empowering mindsets. So I'm excited to bring you that episode. And we also have episodes on dating, sexual shame, personal growth for younger gay men. So gay men in their 20s and early 30s. And we've got a lovely episode coming up on gay spirituality with Toby Johnson. So I'm excited to bring you that. And we'll also, of course, have more solo, quote-unquote, Coach Buck episodes on perfectionism. There's one on boundaries and on owning your gay male superpowers. So you'll definitely want to hear about that. So stay tuned. And again, thanks for supporting the podcast. As always, reach out to me on Instagram at buck.dotson coaching or through my website at buck.dotson.com and let me know if there's a topic you'd like me to cover or someone you think I should talk to. And as always, be well. So thanks, everyone. And look out for that new episode on Tuesday. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Gay Men's Life Lab. If you liked what you heard, I'd love for you to head over to iTunes and subscribe. While you're there, please consider giving the show a quick rating and maybe share an episode with your friends, loved ones, and colleagues. And if you want more information, visit buck.dotson.com, find me on Instagram and Facebook at buck.dotson coaching, and on my YouTube channel, Buck Dotson Coaching and Counseling. And remember that personal growth and creating the life, relationships, and work you want as a gay man is a process. So take one step at a time, rest when you need it, show yourself compassion, and ask for help along the way. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.